Are you ready to learn how to apply your products? As you know, my one-on-one sessions are geared towards your customized skin recipe. It's kind of like the cake recipe. What to do at home, what to do in the clinic with ongoing support based on your skin needs, values, budget, lifestyle, and much more. My skin camp programs are really fun because this is where I teach my expert level tutorials, including how to apply your products, how to do facial gua sha lymphatic drainage alongside your skincare routine, makeup, hair care, at-home peels, as well as pre-post recovery tips, and my highly coveted dermal rolling demo with advanced protocols. Register now for Fall Skin Camp over at theschoolofradiance.com. We begin very soon. Don't miss out. Attend the lessons live or catch the replay at your convenience. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode. Hello and welcome to today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, a humble human on a mission, here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, and nails of your life. Using my background since 2011 as a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist and having performed over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures, I bring the best of many worlds, including the worlds of home care, in clinic, and also the research behind what truly can help slow aging. Looking at some of my research on oxidative stress status and its impacts on the skin. In the School of Radiance podcast, we explore many things beyond just the superficial to help you glow from the inside out and become your most radiant version. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, humble human on a mission here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, nails of your life and power charge your radiance for lasting beauty. We have an incredible guest with us here today. We're going to be talking all about detoxification to enhance your radiant spark and really what that entails and what the results are from that. We have joining us here today, Sinclair Canaley. She is affectionately called the Liver Lady and Chief Talking Officer of Detox Rejuvenation. So here we are blending the worlds of detoxification and rejuvenation. Really exciting show in store for you all today. She's not just an award-winning expert on chronic digestive illnesses, host of Your Health Reset podcast, and survivor of complex chronic illness. She's got a very clear mission. Sinclair, along with her partner, Michael Spendel, seek to build a movement uniting changemakers and assisting you to show up fully so that you can do your best work and radiantly in the process. By resolving the root causes behind complex chronic illness and digestive issues, Sinclair and Michael have helped tens of thousands of people, from NASA scientists to authors to pro athletes, to get their lives back. Sinclair stands out in her philosophy in the way she tackles root cause and toxic exposures. Think parasites, mold, liver stagnation, gut health issues, nervous system dysregulation, and much more. It's not just about the physical body. We are bioelectrical beings with complex nervous systems. Healing is layered. And for Sinclair, our mental, emotional, and spiritual awareness are vital parts of the healing process. This mindset has created raving fans within her Rapid Liver Reset, Rapid Gut Reset, Inner Circle, Root Cause Reset, Detox Nation, and other programs. In her one-on-one and group coaching, Sinclair tackles biochemical protocols, parasympathetic system therapies, somatic trauma release, family systems work, family constellations, ART, PK, NLP, huge fan of NLP, and symbolic modeling, as well as practical detox principles in functional medicine and functional nutrition. As a certified naturopathic clinician and certified toxicity detox specialist, she relies heavily on emerging data in the rapidly evolving field of new health. And as a survivor of complex chronic illness and serious trauma herself, she's able to support clients through their health journeys with deep shared understanding and total joy in their triumphs. You can learn more about Sinclair Canaly over at detoxrejuvenation.com. Welcome, Sinclair. It's fantastic to have you on the show. How are you today?
Thank you so much, and it's a joy to be here with you. I love your show.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So we are definitely in alignment in regards to detoxification for the ultimate rejuvenation and slowing aging. So let's talk about this concept that we briefly tiptoed on before starting the recording here about how detoxification can actually enhance our radiant spark. What exactly do you mean by this?
Yeah, I actually start out every time I teach by reminding people we could talk about really hard things. Yes, we're going to talk about poison today and how our bodies have been interrupted, but that's the whole point. They've been interrupted. Our bodies are always brilliant and they're entirely capable of healing no matter what decade you're in or how long you've been suffering. That's because your bodies know exactly what to do the healing process, and their entire purpose is to support you in sharing your divine light into this world. So your divine spark gets to amplify at the rate that you detox. And so it's really about removing the interruptions for that divine light.
Amen. I've experienced this firsthand myself. You mentioned parasites and a lot of the work that you do. It took me so long to clear these things from my system. And then also followed that up with a 5 to 7 day fast in the desert at altitude. And my intuition was enhanced. And I saw a photo of myself. I was like, oh my gosh, I've never looked so beautiful. Mm. What was going on in that process of clearing parasites, yeast, fungi, mold, heavy metals, and then doing a long fast metabolically?
So, I mean, obviously with a fast, you're going to activate the autophagy process, which is great. That's when the cells eat themselves so that we can repair and regenerate faster. But in the process of detoxing heavy metals, we have to consider what heavy metals do to us. They're highly neurotoxic, so they're disrupting the nervous system. And they're also requiring a pathogenic response from the body. This is the part we always forget. Like, your candida is not an accident. We want to stop blaming the candida. Your body never makes mistakes. Your body knows the candida is there, right? The reason why it keeps coming back is because there's something for the candida to mop up. That might be radioactive elements from radiation poisoning. It also could be mercury, you know, and lead, and even the wrong form of gold. Studies now show that candida can actually break those down very, very slowly, albeit over time, so that they become less toxic to the body. So, and then other things can be like birth control and excess estrogens and other processed food additives that we have normalized. So candida is always there for a reason. Parasites are always there to act as toxin sponges. The problem is they just come at a cost. They come at a really high cost to us. So they eat first. They drive our food cravings. They could deplete us of energy. They can disrupt our sleep cycles. They can absolutely wreak havoc on our skin and age us in fast forward. And I've seen that firsthand on myself, and I've also seen myself age backwards as I got rid of them. And it's pretty fascinating to watch. So the whole point is that your body doesn't make a mistake. If you have a high toxin load, you're going to almost require a pathogenic response to help mop that up until you can actively do something about it strategically in a way that is easier on the body.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you brought up sleep. In fact, in most of my one-on-one sessions with clients, they're of course interested in learning about skincare routines, rejuvenation plan, receiving that ongoing mentorship and guidance from me. And they always talk about sleep. There is a huge connection between sleep and pathogens and toxins keeping you up at night. And then, of course, the downstream inflammation on the skin and accelerated aging. What do you think is this connection between detoxification and having better sleep and better skin?
Well, most of our detoxification is supposed to happen while we sleep. So the irony, and I think the reason why this is catching us up to us so quickly in the last 10 to 15 years, is that our toxin buckets have never been fuller faster. Every generation alive is experiencing that right now, and it's showing up in different ways. But you also have impaired detoxification right when you're supposed to be doing it, which is in your sleep. You are the most sensitive to EMFs when you're sleeping. And EMFs is an umbrella term for electromagnetic fields. And what I'm referring to is not just your Wi-Fi, right? That's RF, radioactive frequencies, but it's also the body voltage. And that's basically the electromagnetic fields coming off of the wiring in your walls. And it's also dirty electricity. And of course, there's also light as well, which I'm sure you and I will talk about today because I know you're a huge light nerd. But the point being, we get disrupted in our sleep when we're supposed to be doing this drainage work, when our brains are supposed to be flushing out at night. Our lymphatic system goes into overdrive and wants to flush out all the toxins. You know, our lymphatic system is supposed to be flushing out. Our liver is supposed to be working really hard on detoxification at night. And for most of us, we're going to bed still digesting food. Oops. Carved out, stressed out. We're already disrupted in our circadian rhythms because of our blue light exposure in the evenings. And then we go fry ourselves to sleep. And I don't say that lightly. You know, I was sleeping in 6 to 7 volts in my bed, wondering why I wasn't getting well. And that was just a wiring error in my wall. And I can't tell you how common that is today. So anything considered, anything over 1 volt of body voltage is considered catastrophic to your health by the Building Biology Institute. And we actually want to be under 100 millivolts at all times, and ideally less than that when we're sleeping. Otherwise, we will get biological effects. So when we talk about sleep and the quality of your sleep and the relationship to detoxing, one of the things we have to consider is we want to be biochemically detoxing while we sleep, and we might be exposed to EMF exposure, which is actually considered a toxin, right when we need to be detoxing the most. So there's some hygiene stuff to work out here in our environment so that it's not depleting, instead it's replenishing. And we really, I'm a huge fan of like the sleep reclamation movement. I'm just calling it that. I don't know that anybody's named it that, but you know, that's what I see it as. You know, you wearing your blue light blockers and educating people about that, I would call that part of the sleep reclamation movement, where how do we reclaim our ancestral ability to have deep rest so that our body is already, you know, maxing out its detox capabilities?
Mm-hmm. They don't call it beauty sleep for nothing.
Yeah. And the flip side of that is, you know, if you can't detox efficiently while you sleep, then of course you're going to be aging and fast forward and you will be less radiant.
Absolutely. If your body is spending, you know, 7 to 8.5 hours fighting inflammation in your environment, you're not going to be detoxifying and rejuvenating. So yes, when you mentioned EMFs, oh my goodness, you speak my language, Sinclair. I'm literally wearing EMF shorts under my beautiful Misha designer wrap top. I also sleep in silver threaded blankets, as well as a silver beanie on my head, because this is absolutely something that we have control over in our environment. And I just wrote a research paper, Oxidative Stress Status and Its Impacts on the Skin. You can read it. It's open source over at theschoolofradiance.com/research. It's meant for the client and also the clinician to be easily understood. So what does your detoxification routine look like, Sinclair?
Well, that's a great question, because now I'm in maintenance mode. So it's a lot simpler than it was when I was healing, right? But, and I have to travel a lot for work, right? I was just on 2 stages back to back, and that takes a toll on the body, because hotels are not exactly, you know, healing friendly these days. So at home, you know, I do a lot to maintain my resilience so that when I'm on the road, I can do, you know, the bare minimum and then recover quickly. Like right now I'm drinking deuterium depleted water because I can hear it in my voice. My voice is a little used up after teaching for 8 hours yesterday. But what do I do? So let's think about this. A lot about this is about designing my home over time so that it is replenishing instead of depleting. And I can't tell you guys how often I see people dismiss the importance of that. So clean water, you and I were nerding out about that right before we started today. We have a whole house filter on the house, and we actually have double filtration on the house, and then we also structure the water. So our whole house filter is from pH Prescription, and I really believe in their work. It's much more robust than RO water. I do not recommend RO systems. They are not substantial. They And their filters tend to mold, quite honestly. And I've seen that be devastating. And it takes far too long for people to figure that out. Water filtration is huge. Air filtration is huge. We are constantly getting exposed in air pollution today to things that are extremely disruptive to your health. And yes, they absolutely dim your light and age you in fast forward. So we proactively handle that in the house. We're very thoughtful about the materials we bring in because materials will off-gas for years and years at a time. That includes your cabinets from IKEA, your rugs. We don't have rugs. We have bare hardwood floors. And, you know, we have lots of plants around that mop up VOCs, which is great. But I also make sure that their containers don't mold. And I have my air reactors on every floor of the home. That's from High-Tech Air Solutions because we want to break down particles in the air from air pollution, VOCs, et cetera. And yes, it will help with mold as well. And we also have Austin air units at strategic places in the home. So because we live in Southern California, even though we live right on the water, we're getting sprayed all the time, essentially, with air pollution. We'll call it air pollution for now because that's a whole other podcast to get deeper into it. But
oh, is it ever? I'm so grateful that you brought up water. I was at a recent event, and I've already mentioned this on the show, that I had the opportunity to connect with the founder of PH Prescription and was just totally floored by their technology. And one of the cool things about the way that Sinclair and I work is we're constantly engaging in conversation with the leaders in the space of longevity, health optimization. And of course, I bring the skin element to it, which is why this show is unique. And so I'm so glad that you mentioned that. So essentially your routine, it's just always happening. Your detoxification in your environment's always happening. Air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and regular detoxing.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Do you do things with frequency? Because I've employed frequency as well. What does that look like for you? For those of you who are like, what? Frequency for detoxing?
Yeah. So think about it this way. There are life-affirming frequencies, and there are also frequencies that deplete your life force. For example, unfortunately for all of us, your Wi-Fi devices, your smart devices happen to use a range of frequencies that really slow down tissue regeneration. So we don't have Wi-Fi in the home. We don't have smart devices in the home. I'm hardwired right now and my cell phone is off, you know, so a lot about frequency today is first avoid the ones that are life depleting. And if you can't, then reduce exposure and distance yourself and shield in that order. It's very difficult for us to reach the Schumann resonance. And that's the Earth's own innate frequency that is very life-affirming. So we want to think about how else are we going to receive support on a frequency level? Well, light is a frequency, right? Sound is frequency. And of course, when we think about frequency, we're also often accidentally like mixing that up with, you know, electrical well-being. And by that, I mean like your nervous system. And we're hardwired to be part of nature, right? So we actually want to be outside all the time where we're actually receiving an excess of electrons. So there's things you can actually do in your home to replenish. Like my favorite thing to do for my skin actually is to breathe Brown's gas or hydrogen gas. I have both types of devices in my home because hydrogen is an electron donator. So while we are naturally depleted of electrons by the devices that we're around all day long, you can actually recreate nature while you're on your couch at night relaxing and inhale Brown's gas so that you can replenish your skin, balance your hormones, and have deeper sleep and lower your oxidative stress. So that's something that I think of that doesn't often get mentioned. In terms of frequency specifically, I have nighttime only lights that are, you know, deep amber in color. I'm the light police. I'll go around behind Michael and say, nope, we're shutting all these off now. Like it's getting close to sunset. No more. He likes things really bright. And I'm like, no, we gotta, you know, transition into nighttime. So there's that piece. And then we also use things like the Vibe Bed for frequency support, and I'll do different, you know, binaural beats things, and just also I'm always experimenting with different frequency stuff because we're frequency beings. So I use a lot of intuition around that about what I need on a day-to-day basis.
100%. I've actually behind the scenes been using a lot of different frequency technologies. However, I can't really talk about them publicly right now. And there's some reasons for that. And with this stuff, it's not how much money you have. It's actually who you know to get access to it. It's pretty fringe stuff right now, but this is the kind of stuff that really enhances our consciousness and our well-being. So, you know, working with Sinclair and I behind the scenes has a lot of different added benefits for Intel, if you will. So when
I can't say a few things either. I wonder if we're playing around with the same stuff.
Oh, of course. I'm sure we are. So when it comes to smart devices, they're making us more dumb. Oh, the irony of it all, right? So I'm going to call y'all out. A little bit of love here. If you're listening to these with, you know, those Apple AirPods, a wireless headset, you need to stop that right now. Turn off Bluetooth wherever you are and turn off your router at night. I drive a 2006 Land Rover. That thing's got no Bluetooth. That thing is so low on the EMF level. And also on the periphery of your home or apartment or wherever you're living, check out if there's smart meters, because I have like 4 RF readers, different frequency readers. And those things, oh my gosh, are so high. So if you can't move, at least do the protective mechanisms that I love to talk about here on the show. Sinclair, I would love to ask you about radiance. What is radiance to you? The bajillion dollar unlimited question.
Well, radiance to me is light. It's the very nature of life itself. You know, we're all standing on the shoulders of some really amazing bioregulatory scientists, who most of them were German. Who really started playing around with understanding and being able to measure light not that long ago. And the truth is, we are always emitting light, literally at the cellular level. And, you know, many would say at the DNA level as well. So there's, I think of light and radiance as, our divine life force. And to me, those things are inextricably linked. And I think that we're eternal beings, to be quite honest with you. And I always think of this lifetime as like a temporary cosmic camp out, like a long weekend away. And it's the scenery is amazing. The experiences are totally worth it. The journey's worth it. And it's a little uncomfortable, but so is any camping. You know, suffering is not, some of it's optional, but some of it's not. So I definitely value this experience in this lifetime because of how temporary it is. And I see more and more every day the expression of our life force, our divine nature, as the whole reason for being here. So when you say, what is radiance? I think it's everything. I think it's the truth of who we are. And if you don't feel radiant right now, or if you're trying to reclaim your radiance, then it's time to consider, what would your body like to be supported with in this very strange day and age that we're living in, so that you can be more of who you really are? Because the deepest truth of who you are is radiance.
Oh, very eloquently stated, Sinclair. I would say that's actually the best response I've had so far on the show from anyone. Totally resonate with this. You know, this cosmic camp out is pretty fun. We get to touch things. We get to smell things. And the funny thing is that when we are as detoxed as possible, all of these senses are amplified. Mm-hmm. However, if these sensory inputs are too heightened, so say, for example, you're rattled by every sound or every vibration or every smell, this is actually, believe it or not, a sign of toxicity. So I'd be able to walk anywhere, you know, go hiking. I'd smell the bear. I would literally smell the bear. And I think this is actually because of toxicity, because I've heard that if your sense of smell is over heightened, it can be a sign of a sluggish liver. Am I correct in that? I heard that somewhere, like a podcast like this or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So that's very true. So it can be a little bit paradoxical, right? Because we are sensory beings, and we want to be able to sense and perceive not just with the five senses, but also with the fascia, which I would argue is really like our extrasensory perception network. And we want to be able to sense things out in our biofield, wherever our electrical field is extending. Oh dear, Kitty, can you hear my cat? She wants the treatment.
But her babies always show up, you know, people's good vibes usually attract animals. I did just talk about a bear, so I'm not surprised.
I know, right? She wants to get involved. Where's that bear? So one of the things that I really think is interesting about this is when you're overloaded with toxins, you become more sensitive and more porous. So you may actually be more aware of them consciously, or you may actually be so dulled because you're so overloaded that you're less aware. So you may lose your sense of smell because you're toxic, or you may become overactivated and you can't even walk into a big box store because your mast cells are just so on high alert. And both can be true. And that can be for different reasons, different toxins. Like mold, for example, you mentioned light sensitivity. Yeah, I mean,
I think you just muted, love.
Thank you. I used to have to wear sunglasses at night. I was so like oversensitive to light. So consider what type of toxin it is, first of all, and then consider what will the body's strategies be for letting go of that? Well, you want to be supporting your emunctories, which are your detox pathways, right? And the liver is, of course, the hardest worker, it could, you know, arguably be said about that. So the liver skin connection is well established, and we can definitely dive into that today if you want to.
Yes, absolutely. I would just love to touch on something that's really interesting. It's like this paradox. When we are environmentally toxic, air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, pathogens, sluggish detoxification pathways, for me, it was almost like my five senses were heightened to a degree that actually made me uncomfortable and contributed to nervous system dysregulation. However, the more pure that I got, the more sensitive I became in the energetic, the spiritual, and the intuitive senses. So you lose the environmental toxins and sensitivities to that, and then you basically gain other sensitivities that I think can really help us move through life with a greater sense of grace and ease. And of course, more positive emotional states, because you don't have parasites telling you to eat this, eat that, stay up at night. What's your take on this? Really interesting. It's almost like a paradox. The more toxin you are, the more sensitive you are in the physical, the less toxic you are, the more sensitive and intuitive you become in the non-physical, which then has a beautiful impact on all of your cellular mechanisms and machinery because you're in a more positive, regulated state. I love your comments on that.
Yeah, first of all, I think you just summed it up in a really powerful way. And this is something we were talking about. I got a question from a member of our inner circle just yesterday about this. So what we're shifting from is having our body so overloaded that we're oversensitized and always on high alert in a sympathetic overdrive way. And instead, as we offload this excess burden of toxins and reclaim our capacity to receive our own intuition, right, and act on it, we become less and less tolerant of being non-coherent. So we talk about, you know, in terms of frequency and bioregulation, we're always talking in terms of like, are we regulating or not? You know, are we coherent or not? And that's not just like at a mental level, it's also at a bioelectrical level, it's at the cellular level. And so I think what you're describing is a healing phenomenon where we're reclaiming our true nature, and we should be able to sense instantly whether or not something is right for us. And that should work for us without fail. You know, that I think that's, we are hardwired with that. That's part of our guidance system. And one of the things that's so painful about being toxic is losing access to that and getting all these confusing signals and being dumbed down Like we literally drop IQ points, which you can get back, by the way. It's not too late. There are, you know, protocols where I've seen people get like a 17% bump consistently in their IQ over 21 days, if you can tolerate the protocol. That being said, you got to switch this criteria from being like, oh, I'm overwhelmed, so I'm going to take the path of least resistance because my body is so toxic, to now, okay, I'm not so overwhelmed. I'm actually, it's safe for me and I'm capable of receiving the signals that were always there in the first place. I just couldn't hear them.
Oh my goodness. I love how you said that. So safety is a huge part. Part of the reason why I think I had such difficulties with detoxifying, and it took me forever to clear parasites. We're talking like March to December, kid you not. And what was happening in my life at that time was I didn't feel safe and I was far too much in my masculine. So there's also this component of obviously balancing our body, mind, spirit, and energies and everything that's involved in that. But also with our relationships and our family dynamics, our professional dynamics, being more for women in that feminine energy, which is more soft, it's more flowing, and feeling safe in divine masculine energy. All of this is very conducive to slowing aging, radiance, and longevity, because if you are a woman and you're operating in the masculine far too much, that in and of itself is going to contribute to oxidative stress. The other thing that you briefly touched on was that we are, you know, camping out here on planet Earth for a while. And what happens, and we forget about this. I know you mentioned Schumann, and I've mentioned this before on the podcast many times. It's kind of like, okay, today feels a little funny. I'm going to check the Schumann app, see what's going on with the Earth's ionosphere. Is this impacting the way that I feel? A little bit more anxiety, a little bit more nervousness, or feeling more intuitive? And more often than not, the Schumann is elevated on those days. So what we forget about, yes, we know air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, detoxing, clean skincare, all of that. Y'all are here on the show. I preach this stuff from the mountaintops. But what we forget is the cosmic energies as well. So as the Earth is moving in orbit, we're actually passing through clusters of energy. And I'm curious, because I feel like I can go here with you. How do you manage that? Because of course, that's going to have an impact on collective consciousness and all that. And the reason we're talking about this is because we are living in unusual times. We are living in very novel times. We are living in times of enormous transformation and shakeup. So how do you manage cosmic energies like shifts in the Schumann, or when you pick up on, okay, the Earth's going through, you know, a little bit of a rough spot? What do you do about that? Because it's different than shielding from EMFs.
Yeah, it's a great question. I actually love this question so much. So here's how I think about it. And this is really timely because everybody has just lived through an eclipse, you know, a few days ago. And by the time this comes out, there'll have been another recent eclipse. So I don't think that we're immune to these, we'll call them astrological or astronomical patterns, you know. And we've also seen some increased solar flare activity lately. And that can absolutely affect everybody's immune system, everybody's behavior, everybody's mental state. And you really want to go down the rabbit hole on that. Look at the solar flare activity and what we were able to measure even during the time of Spanish flu and how all that kicked off, because it wasn't just, you know, the misdosing of aspirin that was killing everybody. That happened later, you know? So there's a lot of fun historically, if you want to geek out on that and look at what were actually the major flu epidemics of our time and when did they happen? They happened when there was increased electrical magnetic pressure and activity on this planet, and it was affecting everybody. And you can actually see that from ship captains' logs of when flus broke out. They were like too far across the planet to have been touching each other. There was no like infection happening. It was an environmental issue. So when that happens, when I can feel that happening, I can see that my tendency towards my own ability to center is compromised. And so I will slow down. I will withdraw. I will take extra time to center myself. I will do things like this double helix water these kinds of the water clusters in here just to help my body, because my body is mostly water, mostly frequency. I'm going to really be diligent about structuring my water, about, you know, adding things in like that that can help me to just be reclaiming and maintaining my own resilience at that time. And I will be even more annoying to my lovely friends and colleagues about not being around their smart devices and things, because I already know that I'm a bit on the back foot, and so are they in times of those increased frequency pressures. I do not do well in smart cities. I don't think any human or life form does. I was recently in Scottsdale, and I noticed an immediate issue. The second I got into town, my period started, and it was triple the strength of what it normally is. And I am extremely regular. I'm a very healthy person. I noticed things like that. So I was wearing my EMF clothing. I was doing my, I brought my hydrogen machine. That's why I drove there instead of flew. I, you know, slept with it on. I was, you know, doing my normal drainage and excretion support, because anytime we have extra frequency pressure, we want to make sure that we're helping the body to maintain its own processes. You're already detoxing all the time, guys. You're already replenishing. Your autophagy is built in, but we want to be more intentional about supporting these processes, these life-giving, life-affirming, life-maintaining processes, when we know that there's excess pressure. And I'm also, I say all of this with love. I am not afraid to be alive in this time. I know I chose to be here right now, and I would not have it any other way. I want to be a light bearer. I want to be, you know, somebody holding up the torch and reclaiming who we really are and reminding all of us of that. So I'm not afraid to be alive right now, but I'm very aware that that takes some strategy to be who we really are. And it ain't going to be by default, and no one's going to do it for you. So it's time to be the CEO of our own health. It's time to take total responsibility for our own well-being and our own access to God, because nobody can do it for you.
Amen, sister. So this spiritual component is so key. And this is a common thread that I see in my most radiant clients. Those that I see that kind of have this dullness, this flatness, life is a struggle, their relationships aren't optimized. And then I ask them, key determinant of health, you know, do you have a spiritual practice? That's why I get into some of these questions, because they are key determinants of health. And I really notice a difference. Funny thing you mentioned that about Scottsdale, because I was supposed to be at this event too. You know, I was excited to see you and my friends and colleagues and have a great time. But I did have some intuition to not go. So I'm curious if maybe that was why. So sometimes things don't always make sense to us when we feel things. But what I recommend is becoming so incredibly pure and clear that when you get these little niggles to do this or not do that, that you become so clear so that you can listen to that, as well as when you're connecting with other people and you're trying to figure out, okay, is this a good friend for me to make? Is this a good relationship to engage in? Is this a good professional connection? All of this detoxification, amplifying your radiance, starting to think about life in maybe a way that you hadn't approached before can really just only add to your beautiful, radiant human experience and help you be a positive contributor to the world. Mm-hmm. All right, Sinclair. So we are up on time. I would love to do part two, obviously. We're like two peas in a pod here, both wearing our EMF clothes underneath. Business on top. Queen of business on top over here, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Sinclair, please tell everyone where they can find you and how they can work with you.
Oh, thank you, Hen. This was such a joy to do. And I just love that you are sharing this work with the world. You can find me at detoxrejuvenation.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Detox Rejuvenation, and my personal account, Sinclair Canale, or you can listen to our podcast, Your Health Reset. And we'd love to have you join us on the journey.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, everyone. We are sure that you received some type of encouraging message, and just, you know, take some time to listen to this episode. This actually, I would even say, is an episode to re-listen to, because you may have missed out on some of the deeper topics. I don't often get the opportunity to go deep on these types of topics with guests on the show. So I really appreciate you, Sinclair, with your insights. And it just goes to show the more detox we are, the more clearly we can see the world around us, and it can, you know, give us hope and inspiration and just things to be aware of, but not let it overwhelm us. So thank you everyone for joining us here on the School of Radiance podcast. Learn more over at theschoolofradiance.com. I warmly invite you to book a one-on-one with me, take my skin tutorials, and of course, the School of Radiance membership for all of the juicy frequency things that I do behind the scenes. But I'm sorry, I just can't talk about publicly. Love you all so much, and I'll see you again here on the School of Radiance podcast.